the original tall grass prairie. Tell us how big it was, where it ranged, and how many acres. Over the years, it, of course, took quite a beating.
Well, the tall grass prairie as a landform was probably the largest in North America. If not the largest, it was certainly one of the largest. The tall grass prairie occupied the central portion of the United States. It stretched from southern Canada to the Gulf of Mexico. It spanned portions of 14 states. The Nature Conservancy's official line is that it encompassed 142 million acres. Some range ecologists will tell you it's more like 250 million acres. But a very large, very productive landform that evolved since the last ice age. And it was generally shaped by three ecological forces. It was shaped by the climate. This part of the continental United States gets enough rainfall to produce up to 10,000 pounds of dried forage per acre per year. It's incredibly productive. Now, that's about twice the average, but it's a very productive landform. So it was shaped by climate. It was shaped by grazing. The prairie is meant to be grazed. If it's not grazed, it will deteriorate. So it was shaped by grazing, primarily by bison. The most numerous animal on the Great Plains was bison. Second was elk, but the elk were killed out by 1830. The third factor that shaped the tall grass prairie, and probably the most significant ecological force, was fire. It was fire at different seasons, and it was fire that was started naturally by lightning, but primarily by Native Americans. So the tall grass prairie is basically a human-induced landscape. It went from that to the most threatened landform we have now in the world, more so than tropical rainforests that get a lot of attention. But less than 10% of the original tall grass prairie remains. Some people will tell you that's more like 1% to 4%. But with the development of the steel plow, with white settlement, with fire suppression, with removal of the fuel through cattle grazing, and with the extirpation of the bison on the Great Plains, the tall grass prairie as an ecosystem ceased to function in about 1850 to 1870. The last recorded bison anywhere on the tall grass prairie as an ecoregion was in 1851 in northern Osage County. So with the removal of the bison, with the removal of the fuel through grazing with cattle, the prairie ceased to function. So it just basically died until the Nature Conservancy came on the scene. And our goal on the Tall Grass Prairie Preserve is to restart those ecological processes that shaped this giant landform so it can continue to evolve into whatever direction it goes.